Harper Audio presents Ray of Light, The Days of Redemption Series, Book 2, by Shelley Shepherd Gray. Performed by Robin Rodriguez. To Tom, because of you, I can be me. Till at last the day begins, in the east a breaking, in the hedges and the winds, sleeping birds awaking. From Night and Day, by Robert Louis Stevenson. Light shines on the godly, and joy on those whose hearts are right. Psalm 97, verse 11, King James Version. Chapter 1. It hadn't been easy, but Lavina Kime had gotten her way. She was going to be the one to read her grandson's very first letter from Florida aloud. Holding the envelope carefully on her lap, she adjusted her glasses and waited for her twin granddaughters, husband, and daughter-in-law to get settled. Actually, she was drawing out the moment. It was nice to feel like the focal point of the family once again. Too often, she felt like as much of an add-on as her dowdy house. But, as usual, her granddaughter Viola was anything but patient. "Mommy, open the envelope. We're all here and sitting quietly." Under her breath, she added, "As you insisted." Lavina heard that, of course, but she pretended not to. Instead, she shook the envelope importantly. "Patience, Viola. I'll get to it in my own time. After all, none of us makes you rush to share Edward's letters." "That's because she doesn't share them," Viola's twin, Elsie, said. "At least none of the good parts." Crossing her ankles primly, Viola glared at her sister. "Ed's letters are different. He's my fiancé, you know." "I believe we all know that, dear," Viola's mother, Marie, said behind a smile. Standing behind her rocking chair, Erin leaned over and pushed the kerosene lantern on the table closer to Lavina. "You'd best read Roman's letter from Florida before this whole family dissolves into another heated discussion." Her husband had a point. Over the last few months, even the most benign topic seemed to ignite tempers. With a sigh, Lavina carefully opened the envelope, smoothed out Roman's note, and began reading. "Dear family, greetings from Pinecraft." Elsie chuckled. "He sounds like he's an advertisement." "Indeed," Lavina said with a small smile. Clearing her throat, she continued. "Now that I've been here for 3 days, I'm beginning to get into a routine. Every morning I sit with one of the cousins and drink coffee on the patio, looking out at the ocean. I never get tired of watching the waves crash along the shoreline and can only imagine what it must be like to get used to such a sight." Marie sighed. "Being at the beach sounds wunderbar." "You should go soon, Mom," Viola said. "I mean, you should go when Dad gets better."
"Perhaps."
Not wanting to think about Peter's problems, Lavina rattled the pages a bit to claim everyone's attention again. "Next door, another woman starts her morning the same way as me. She seems to be about my age. She's Amish, too, and has blonde hair and blue eyes. She's quite pretty. I hear she's a mother and a widow, but I don't know if that's true or not. But whatever the reason, I can't help but be curious. But so far, I've had no reason to speak to her, but maybe one day soon." Just as Lavina paused for a breath, the room erupted into excited chatter. As Elsie and Viola discussed who this mystery woman might be, Lavina found her gaze straying to her husband and then felt her stomach drop. Erin was looking out into the distance with such a heartbreaking expression. She knew he could only be thinking of one thing: his first wife and child.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?